How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
John, you had a little dilemma on your last trip, did you not?
I know. It must have, trying to figure out reasons why I did this, it must have just been the fact that I knew that you were going to be in with me all this week because I pulled a Stoney. No, I didn't take somebody else's shoes or wear somebody else's clothes, but...
Or wear my own.
You sent me that
again.
Picture.
Yes.
What was that? Two different
pairs of Hoka. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Stoney sends me a picture of his shoes and he says, oh, I did it again. Had two different shoes on. One...
They were both the same color, but I knew that...
But the one was different. Yes.
When and where was this?
A few weeks ago.
You're hiding Stoneyisms from us?
Well, I'm saving them for moments like this.
Okay, yes. Very good.
But anyway, so the Stoney that I pulled was last week. I was off Thursday and Friday because I was taking the kids down to Canton, Ohio. They had baseball and softball tournaments down there, which is one of the two reasons why I go to that state. One is to work. One is for youth sports. So I'm down there, and on the way down, I'm kind of, just going through the list in my mind of what I put in my travel bag. Yeah, I got my underwear, got my socks, got my shirts. Wait a second. I think I forgot to put pants in because I had, hastily packed somewhat in the dark. It doesn't matter. Light or dark because Teddy and Lisa were still sleeping. When I left and I thought, I just left for 4 days. And I only have the shorts on that I was wearing. Because even when we got down there, the hotel we were staying at had a pool. Right. I want to be able to, play with the boys in the pool. Throw them. Stop it. Mm-hmm. The guys on the team.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, definitely didn't need underwear for to play with your boys. Let the boys hang in the pool.
Yes. Sorry, Tom. Anyway, getting back to a more serious conversation, I went down there for 4 days with no pants other than the ones that I had on. And I'm curious. Got me thinking. And I figured this would be perfect for Stoney because I'm sure that you have forgotten to pack something at some point.
Oh, yeah.
When have you left on a trip? Stoney's just, you've been itching for this topic. When have you left on a trip where you forgot to pack something? And obviously, I'm down there for 4 days. I needed more than just the shorts I was wearing. So I ended up having to go to a local store. And I'm not even going to say the name of it. It's a local sports store.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very large sports store.
It?
Yes, it was. To get a couple of shorts. Yeah, it was. Yeah. So I ended up having to spend some money to clothe myself for 4 days down in Canton, Ohio. When have you left on a vacation, a business trip, and you forgot a key piece of either your wardrobe, personal care product? What did you forget at home? Stoney, you seem itching to say something.
Well, there's two that I can think of. One is more recent, and the other one will probably amuse you, knowing you. I had to go to New York this past week before Memorial Day, where I was the officiant at my nephew's wedding.
Yes. Yeah.
And I forgot, usually my wife brings the toothpaste, and she forgot too, so we had no toothpaste. But we obviously can buy toothpaste.
Sure, yeah.
And I forgot my suspenders for my tuxedo.
Oh, suspenders.
So your pants were falling down the whole time.
A little bit, yeah. At the party. I managed to be okay for the...
That's good.
So we had BCS at the wedding. Butt crack Stoney.
Jeez.
No. However, back in the...
If I didn't known that, if I was there, I'd have been dropping stuff all over the place. Hey, Stoney, can you get that for me?
Back in the 1980s.
Okay.
On a trip to... Acapulco.
Yeah, forget.
I kind of had a little rendezvous with somebody. And
Forgot protection?
Yes, I did. So I lost an opportunity. Well, leave it at that.
There was nowhere to
not at that particular
find
time.
Some prophylactics?
Not at that particular time and place.
Really? I would think vacation places would have those readily available.
At night, on the beach, no. There's no.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Okay.
So what'd you do?
Managed some other things, but not what I wanted to do.
So, the next question is, Heather?
Awesome. This is cool. Come to me now. All right. So I do have a story that is nothing like what Stoney just said. Uh-huh. But it's something that I would have rather forgotten pants. Like I could have worn the same pair of pants for a full week if I had to.
Yes, I could have as well. Yes.
I'm a very particular sleeper.
Oh.
And I need things. I need certain things in order to sleep really well. I grind my teeth.
Oh.
So I have a retainer because right. I had Invisalign, but I also wear
a mouth guard.
And it is essential for those who grind their teeth. Like it is, once I have my mouth guard in, it's like, okay,
yeah,
I can sleep. Like it's essential for me. And I went on a trip and I forgot it.
Ooh.
And I went to, you know, you can
Where'd
buy. Oh, I think it was like a Traverse City. It was just up north.
Okay.
It was just, but it doesn't matter where you go. I mean, unless I was like a half hour away, I'd go home, but. I was too far away to go all the way home. You can't just order one because it's custom made.
No, but you can go to a sports store and get yourself a mouth guard.
You can, John, and that's what I did.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you, it is nothing like the ones that you get from a dentist.
No,
so I did that. I got the one that you like mold to your teeth. I'm like, this is going to be okay. I can handle a long weekend. Molded it, and I woke up, and it was like, I felt like I had just been punched in the face because like I felt like my jaw was all off. It was awful, horrendous,
yes.
And I could hardly sleep the whole weekend, and then my teeth hurt.
No mouth guard.
So that is something, that's what I check off.
Yeah.
I basically go through toiletries. I can handle wearing the same clothes if I had to.
Mm-hmm.
It's the, do I have my contacts? Do I have an extra pair of contacts? Just because those things are harder to go get.
Uh-huh.
If I don't wear glasses, so I don't have those. It's only contacts.
Oh, you don't have a backup pair of glasses?
Not really. I I have one, but I never wear them, and the kids play with them. They like, I've lost the...
The one side?
See?
Yeah.
No. So I don't really have glasses I could use. So I go through all the toiletries. Those are the most important to me.
So you need bifocal lens implants. That guy from Dr. Yaldo. You don't need glasses.
There you go. Nice plug.
All right.
I guess.
248-539-9797 is the telephone number. When have you done what John did?
Yeah.
You went away and you went somewhere and you forgot your pants. All right. Jason in Royal Oak, what's up?
Hey guys, happy Tuesday. I grind my teeth all the time too, and I did get like, you know, a mouth guard, and mm-hmm. I've lost it already, so it doesn't matter. I forget clothes all the time. I mismatch clothes all the time. You know, I'm autistic, and it's like, it's hard for us. And even when I lay out my clothes, I mean, for like the next day, I end up second guessing them, and a lot of times I end up changing them. But anyways, there was one time when I went, I was a national and regional trainer for the U.S. Department of Labor as an economist. And I went to the training, and I forgot belts. I had no belts for myself. Mm-hmm. All right. So on the first day that I was conducting trainings, you know, I kept pulling up my pants, and one of the people I was training were like my peers, you know? And one of them was like, what's wrong with you, Jason? And I had to like tell them all, you know, I forgot my belts, you know, and they made fun of me the whole training period. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
I've done.
Bye,
I've forgotten belts before. Not just, not even on trips, just like.
Yeah. Well, that's why you have the suspenders.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to Don in Plymouth. You're on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, guys, great topic today. Brings back a very sad memory a couple years ago. Going on a cruise, Caribbean cruise for a week, forgot to pack pants, and the only pants they had on board ship were 2 inches smaller than my waist. Now, try going on a cruise. you always gain 10 pounds. I had to really watch what I ate because the pants I bought did not fit me well.
Oh, so did you have to walk around with a T-shirt on and you couldn't buckle your pants?
It wasn't quite that bad, but I couldn't eat lunch every day. I had to watch what I ate for dinner. I had to hold my waist in, and it was very uncomfortable sitting at those dinners on the cruise ships, if you know what I mean.
Oh, especially if you have the fancy dinners, right?
And, the formal.
Yeah, and I had to put up with that for a week.
Mm. Wow.
So it was very difficult. I almost wanted to get a refund on the food that I had pre-purchased because I had to really be careful.
Yeah, you got a better chance of seeing God than seeing a refund for that.
Yes.
By your own choice.
Yes.
I've never been on a cruise.
Me neither.
No.
Nope. I don't ever plan on it.
I've been on one, yeah.
All right, 248-539-9797. Here is some ticket text. Work trip, forgot my underpants.
Oh,
John, even though they're not the most fashionable, I bring cargo convertible pants on trips. Shorts and pants in one.
Oh, yeah, where you can just unzip the bottoms? Yeah.
It's magic.
Yes. Week-long executive training for
it's
work.
It's like the mullet of pants.
Week-long executive training for work. Had to wear a suit every day. I forgot socks. Barefoot and dress shoes is not a good look. A group from the training, we were going to the mall, so I asked them to pick me up a couple of pairs of socks. I will forever be known as the guy with the bright yellow, bright pink, lime green socks.
Mm-hmm. I would have done the same thing. Yeah, I got you a pair of socks. Mm-hmm.
4th of July weekend, left my wife's suitcase home on the way to Chicago, realized 3 hours into the trip.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah, the whole kit and caboodle. Yeah.
Flying to Switzerland for Thanksgiving with family. Picked the kids up at school, raced to the Pelston Airport, got on the plane, and discovered the only footwear I had were the clogs I was wearing. That's Bob from Ann Arbor.
Mm. Pelston Airport's a great airport.
Forgot a coat going to hike Pictured Rocks in October, Jack in Pittsburgh.
It could be cold.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mark in Goshen says, I got 2/3 of the way up to Traverse City and realized I had forgotten my suitcase. I had to go to Meijer and buy an entire week's worth of clothes.
That's an expensive mistake.
Forgot the entire thing.
Yes.
Yeah, that's crazy. Let's go to Brian. What's up, Brian?
Hey, good morning. My dad took me on a business trip when I was younger, first time ever, and we forgot toothpaste. So we made us brush our teeth with a bar of soap on purpose.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's when you start swearing whenever you want.
Yeah, exactly. I thought, on purpose, you know, not mom doing it, but we did it on purpose.
And he wouldn't buy you a tube of toothpaste?
No, I don't know why he wouldn't. I guess they're too lazy to go downstairs and get it.
Oh, Lord.
I'll never forget that. A bar of soap.
Irish Spring?
Gross.
I don't know. It's green and white. Maybe there, soap.
Yeah, there
Irish
you go.
Spring,
yeah.
Irish Spring makes, feels like a loincloth. Let's go to...
Spot on.
Matt in West Bloomfield. What's up, Matt?
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'm in the Army, and I travel around the country and train troops on heavy machine guns. Ooh. And I got a 6 a.m. flight out of Detroit, and it's February. I'm cold. I'm mad that I've got this early morning flight. And I'm driving down 275, and I'm thinking to myself, why are my feet so comfortable right now? Mm-hmm. And I'm still in slippers, and I have no other shoes. And so I meet some other guys, and they're looking at me. I'm like, yes, I'm in slippers. Got it. I'll figure it out when I get there.
Were they big, fluffy slippers?
Just regular house, you know, the wool ones. But, hey, whatever. It was fine for a 6 a.m. flight.
And in the morning flight, there's no store in the airport where you can actually go and buy something.
Yeah. Not a lot of shoe sales in airports either.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.